Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During today's presentation, we will take questions throughout. If you would like to ask a question at any time during the call, please press star one and record your first and last name. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Bob Relis. Sir, you may begin.
Yes, good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining our prospecting call today. Today we're talking specifically about TSM Fastback. The title of the call is Competing Against NetApp, and it's all about recovery of your critical data. My name is Bob Relis. I'm the TSM Fastback Sales Leader for America. Also joining me is George Lusak. He's also a Sales Leader for Americas, and we're both here to share with you the compelling reasons to go after your customers and help them understand their critical needs of recovering their critical Windows servers. Now, today on the presentation, I hope you all have the presentation. I'm going to give you the link. Unfortunately, I understand that some of the links were not do not go out directly to the presentation today. So I'm just going to read you the link so you can type it in and pull it up. But it is http://w3.tap.ibm.com/media-library/media and then space view question mark ID equals 44431. So if you type that up to the top, you will go ahead and get the presentation that we're going to be covering today. Anyway, go to page 2 of the agenda. I'm going to walk you through the value proposition and then the problems TSM Fastback solves. We're going to be talking about how to look for prospects. Where do you look for them? How do you find them? And then TSM Fastback, how to sell TSM Fastback into TSM accounts. It's very critical for you. We have the TSM as a very large install base, and you will be addressing several issues as we walk through that, and you need to know how to upsell your TSM customers with that. Selling against the competition. All of the customers, whether they're enterprise, even in general business, mainly in general business, well, not mainly, but specifically in general business, you will find that all of your customers have a recovery product, and that is true, they do. And where you need to focus, you need to change the conversation is, yes, I understand you have a backup system, but can they recover their data very rapidly? Can they sustain 20 hours of being down, or do they need to recover their Windows servers within minutes? And then we're going to talk about positioning Fastback against the competition. How do we stack up against them? You need to know what their weaknesses are and how you can sell our product better. The TSM product family, we'll go over the offerings, how do you handle objections, and those are just examples of some wording that you will run up against, and we want to just help you get some words around it. You can obviously, you know, paraphrase those. And then what to say to presidents and owners, additional information where you can get some support. And then, obviously, our product is an acquisition. We have a lot of focus on the product, and therefore we also, as an IBM seller, you can make incremental money by focusing on Fastback and selling the product. And also, as business partners, we do have some incremental margins for you to go focus on Fastback. So if you're a business partner listening to the call, please stay tuned. I'll show you how to make some more money, too. And also, specifically, our IBM sales reps. So let's go to page 3. Let's go ahead and start. TSM Fastback, it's all about recovery. Just read that first main bullet, the value proposition. IBM Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback is the next generation of data recovery and data protection software that gives the clients the power to quickly restore any amount of Windows data anywhere in the organization from any previous point in time, following any data loss. That's a very powerful statement. You have to understand what Fastback does. It focuses on the recovery of their critical data. A lot of products out there give them the ability to back up their data, But when it comes to having the recoverability of the data, that's where we shine. We back it up, but we can recover it a lot faster than any of the competition. Keep that in mind. It is all about the recovery. So on the left-hand side, we address the problems that TSM Fastback solves. So it provides near-instant recovery and rapid access. Why do we have near-instant recovery? Because our product does a block-level incremental backup. It does block-level incremental. So if you take a piece of paper and you cut off the little corner can represent the amount of data that you changed in the entire file. And that is the only part that we will back up. And that's all we need, because that's the only part that would have changed. So go to the next bullet. It helps improve your recovery point objectives and recovery time objectives. So you ask, well, what are the recovery point objectives? It enables you to select your point in time that you want to be able to recover. Recovery time objectives is how long does it take you to recover your product, your critical data. Going to the next bullet, reduces the time of the backup windows and the manual backup process. Our process is Windows-based. It is very easy to use. And training your people, training the customer to use the product is very easy because it is a Windows-based product. Because we're block-level incremental, you reduce the backup window tremendously with our product. We eliminate tape in small remote branch offices. We are a disk-to-disk backup system. We do not use tape, and that's what enables the customers to have at the remote site. They don't need technical people because it all runs underneath the covers very easily. And the last bullet there, or the second last bullet, it helps reduce the risk of losing critical data. When you talk to many customers that are using tape as a backup system in their remote sites, getting the tapes back to the data center to make sure that they'll be able to recover if they have any disaster, believe me, is a very laborious process, and it's a very manual process. They have some secretary or somebody has the responsibility to take out the old tape and replace it with a new tape and then send the old one back. And believe me, the chances of having errors is huge. You think it's so simple. Yes, it is a very simple process, but in reality, when you start talking to the customers, they find tremendous gaps in their data. The last bullet down, the recovery, only the data assets as needed that you need. So if our product enables you to recover just that one email file that might have been lost, or just a specific data link within a huge data file that they need, we can recover granular data within the data file within your Windows servers instantaneously. The key features, kind of talked about those when we talked about what we solve, but it's a comprehensive data protection solution, and that's what it is. We are very comprehensive. Anything on a Windows server, we will recover. It's a disk-to-disk block-level incremental forever. We do one full backup at the very beginning once they purchase our product, but after that, we do block-level incrementals forever, and the data is solid. It is good. A near-instant restore and recovery, any point in time, anywhere in the environment. So we talked about that. We do have instant recovery from any point in time prior to the disaster. This enables you to do that. Disaster recovery is built into the base product. We have policy-based selective replication. So you can turn off or turn on specific parts of your data that you want to be able to back up depending on the criteria set by your data center people. So they can select specific things that need instant recovery. For an example, if a CIO has their email box, they want to back that up on, you know, every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes, where the MP3 files will back up maybe once a day. That gives you the granularity. High efficiency and use of WAN storage. Since we are block-level incremental, the amount of data that we run across the WAN is very insignificant. Okay, go to page 4. I'm going to stop right there and see if there's any questions out there. Are there any questions out there? Remember, all you have to do is hit star 1 on your phone. We want to make this interactive. We want to answer your questions when you're out there looking at this presentation to help you, to help you remember what you're going to be talking to with your customers. So star 1 on your phone if you have any questions, please. Effa, do we have any questions?
We do not have any questions, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. One just came in. One moment.
Excellent. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Sir, the question comes from Saran Brennan. Your line is open.
Hello, Saran.
Hi, Bob. Can you repeat the URL? I've been in the media library. Can't find it.
Absolutely, and I figured that was going to come, and I thank you for asking. Let me repeat that for you. Right here. Okay. Obviously, http://w3.tap.ibm.com/media library, /media, media, space, view, V-I-E-W, ID, equals, 44431. I hope that worked for you.
Thank you. I'll give it a try.
Okay, good. Effa, any other questions out there?
At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay. Okay, very good. So let's go ahead and go on to page number 4. We're talking about the problem with TSN Fastback results. So anyway, okay, hold on just one second.
Excuse me, Mr. Rella?
Yes.
We did just have a question come in. Would you like to take that?
Yes, please.
Okay, it comes from Linda McCarter. Your line is open.
Hello, Linda.
Hello. I'm sorry, but the ID you gave us doesn't work. It takes us to an error with not found. So
okay. I did get somebody ping me with another address from Carlson. Nick Carlson gave me another link.
Okay.
Oh, my God. There's no way I could read this on the air. Okay. And Bob Jones says, yeah, this one does work. You know what? After media, it's an underscore view. I did not see that. So if you can pull up your last ID and do underscore view, question ID. If
that
you want,
fine.
You can also ping. I'm getting a lot of pings, and I'm going to go ahead and stop my same time. But if you do ping somebody else, maybe Nicholas Carlson, Carlson, he can go ahead and give you a link.
That link with the underscore worked fine.
Oh, good. Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay. So we'll go back. So everybody got the presentation, hopefully, after the media put underscore view. So anyway, let's go ahead and go on to page number 4. I do apologize for all of the mix-ups. Okay. So really what I'm focusing here is reasons that customers have data loss. Over on the right-hand column, you see this little view, and this came back from an analysis group, that why do customers have Windows servers that crash? Well, you know, what is it, 22% of the time are virus attacks. Believe me, viruses are out there, and they're tremendous. 13%, you have hardware failures. 25%, you have software corruption. Stuff that they download and start running, and it doesn't work, and it crashes their system. And look at that other one, 32% for human error. For human error. And that, you know, you talk about being able to recover your data. Can you really afford to have 32% of the time, you know, it crashes just because of human error? And then you have some other one, some other issues that are out there, but one thing that we came across with one of our customers, they actually had, as they were, you know, unfortunately downsizing, they had somebody go in and destroy a lot of their files prior to leaving the organization. You know, so it's mischievous and malice that the, you know, some customers run into, and it does happen. They need to realize that. And what you, we need to do is be able to give them the comfort that they'll be able to recover their software instantaneously, regardless of what happened prior. So anyway, so let's go ahead and go into slide number five. Looking for your prospects, for TSM Fastback prospects. So you go down the right-hand column. You're looking for customers that have remote branch offices with remote branch offices with very little IT staff. Normally, that's what you do have in remote offices, in banks, in pharmaceutical organizations, in manufacturing sites, retail. All of those remote sites normally do not have a very strong IT staff, and you want to understand that and help the customers fulfill that need that they have, since they don't have IT staff in the remote sites. Data centers with critical Windows servers. All of the data centers notoriously do have some Windows servers that they do need to be able to recover instantaneously, and that's where you're going to position it. Obviously, the next bullet, mission-critical Windows applications that need an instant, a near-instant restore. For current TSM customers, those who need superior recoverability of their solution. We do not want to take any TSM product out of the current mix in the customer base. Not at all. We do not, we are not a replacement for TSM. Please understand that. We complement TSM. And that's where the way you want to sell it. This gives the customer some capabilities that TSM does not do. TSM Fastback gives them the instant recoverability of their critical Windows servers. This is a, you know, it complements it. And if they have TSM, you want to leave that there. You just want to add to it and add to their ability to recover the data. Could use a data center solution to address some more difficult recovery needs. Obviously, we talked about that. And a backup window is a problem, especially for their files and print servers. Talking to another customer a couple weeks ago, and they have print servers that they're doing partial backups on. Why? Because their backup window is so large, they cannot fit it in. So if they, a TSM Fastback gives them the ability, to do their backups on an instant basis, and or reduce their downtime for the backups. Let's go to the right hand column. Let's talk about the hot buttons. The hot buttons, how long, if you go through these are just basic questions that you could go ahead and ask your customers on, and this will help you identify whether the customer is a potential Fastback customer. If you go through there and ask the customer these about 15 questions here, you will find that if they answer three to those questions, if they answer them yes, you will have a very good, solid opportunity on TSM Fastback. So, I'm going to pass the baton now. I have been talking way too long. I'm almost halfway through this. And I'm going to pass the baton over to George, and he's going to take you through the next couple slides, and I'll come back in just a little bit. George Lusak?
Please continue to stand by. Your conference will resume momentarily. Please continue to stand by.
Yep. Good morning. This is George Lusak. I needed to take it off mute. Sorry about that. And I was just introducing myself. I came to IBM in April of 2008 when they acquired a company called FilesX. I was the director of sales at FilesX from January 2005 up until the time that IBM acquired us. So I had quite a bit of opportunity to sell this product, in a variety of situations, and I want to share some of those with you, and especially those where we were able to compete very effectively against network appliance and win large multi-million dollar deals. It's very important to understand where Fastback is positioned in the overall data protection lifecycle. It is very complementary to and is part of the TSM family. As you can see on the far left, we have online applications that need to be backed up continuously while they are operating. They cannot afford to be brought down maintenance windows or for backup windows. These are things like Exchange servers, SQL servers, online transaction processing, databases. These are perfect applications for Fastback to back up, especially because we are block level. We do not need any agents to manipulate or quiesce the file system while transactions are being processed. And we measure availability in these cases in seconds, hours, minutes, and days. The information still needs to be managed for longer-term archival purposes or for off-site storage. And this is where the interface and integration with TSM is very important. So in understanding, you know, our customers' data protection lifecycle, you will see that TSM, Fastback, and TSM are very, very complementary to each other. You will see extensive integration between these two products taking place this year, so that from a single screen, the customer can manage that entire information lifecycle. So as we talk to our customers and as we look at what we want to look for, and if you'll go to the next slide, please, which is called TSM Fastback Customer Improvement, you will begin to see where Fastback fits in TSM accounts and where it fits in other competitive accounts. There are a lot of backup solutions out there. However, we position Fastback as a recovery solution. Obviously, we have to do a good job backing it up in order to recover it. That goes without saying, and we certainly are very superb in that respect, and I wouldn't be afraid to take anybody on as a recovery product. But the information you see quoted here is a comparison that was done by one of my customers, United States Department of State. They have 477 locations worldwide, over 2,600 protected servers, and they chose FilesX at the time, now TSM Fastback, to protect that information. Department of State has a very critical mission in our world today. They cannot afford to be without that information, and they chose nothing less, you know, than FilesX to do it. I think these are the type of opportunities that you can go after with this product. The net sale, I think, just for licenses alone was almost $3 million. So, you know, there's some big deals out there that you can drive with this particular product. But they did some extensive analysis of this product and how it compared with their existing file-based technology. And you can see in the case of, you know, the file servers and the Exchange servers, that it was taking 16 hours, or in the case of the 40 of the Exchange server, it was taking 46 hours to back that server up. They were backing it up once a day, and with this particular product, which was UltraBack, you could not do a brick level with over 50 users. So the ability to restore an individual mailbox was impossible. When they put FilesX or Fastback in there, they were now doing those backups in 2 minutes. However, they also increased the frequency of their backup, and this was by their policy. The product can certainly do it a lot more, to 8 times a day. So they had a much more granular backup capability, and they certainly had a much more granular restore. The recovery, in many cases, is the reverse of the backup process. And although this chart doesn't show it, it could take somewhere between 36, I think, and 48 hours with the actual numbers that they came up with to recover that Exchange server. Well, because of our Fastback restore, or our ability to instantly recover in a data volume for an application, we were able to reduce that to 6 to 10 minutes. So they were able to recover an entire Exchange server in 6 to 10 minutes, whereas previously it would have only taken, you know, like maybe 36 to 48 hours. So you can see a dramatic improvement in terms of the speed and efficiency with which we can not only back this information up, but also recover it. And since this call is talking about, you know, competing with network appliance, you need to know that every one of these embassies had a network appliance filer in it, and every one of them got unplugged and put out by the curb. So I hope when I'm driving through neighborhoods in the future that I see a lot of NetApps sitting out by the side of the road. Let's go to the next slide.
George, that's priceless. George, that's priceless. Listen, I hate to interrupt, but George, you hit some excellent points. Number one, since George is talking, my ID is Bob Relis, R-U-E-L-A-S, or B. Relis. Ping me and I'll send you the link if you can't get into the website as of yet. So I can handle that. I'm still getting a few pings on that. But also, I want to take a break for a second, George. Are there any other questions out there?
We actually just had a question come up. One moment.
Excellent.
The question comes from Jeff Strickland. Your line is open.
Hey, Jeff. Go ahead.
Sir, please check your mute button or speakerphone.
Hey, good morning, Bob, George. Hope you can hear me now.
Hey, Jeff. Hi.
Hey, we've got a lot of GB reps on the call, and as you guys know, a lot of our GB customers have TSM already installed. And I know you addressed earlier about how this complements it, but can you just provide a little more clarity on that? Because when you look at chart 6, maybe 7, it almost looks like a TSM replacement because of the reduced backup time and the increased the speed of recovery. Can you just kind of maybe give some selling points to our GB reps on how they would articulate to the customer how it's a complement versus a replacement?
Bob, you want to do that one, or you want me to try to take it on?
Let's go ahead and start it, and I'll compliment you.
I think the issue is that you need to talk with your customer and let them know that you have this product. I believe that there may be some instances where you end up replacing a TSM license with a fastback license, number one. Number two, it's been my experience that many, many, many TSM accounts that have Windows installed are not using TSM to back up those Windows servers, okay? So if the customer has Windows installed and if they're using TSM to back it up and if the product is satisfying all of their RTO, RPO requirements, then I would leave it alone. If you feel that there is a competitive threat because they want more, frequent backups because they want block level instead of file level. If there are other benefits to be gained by positioning Fastback versus TSM, then by all means, I would explain, you know, the capabilities that we have. I mean, there's a reason that IBM brought this product into the family, and that is because they recognized that there was some vulnerabilities out there in that Windows marketplace. And number three, it's my understanding, and I've been told that you have more experience with this than I do as IBM, that there were many customers that do not use TSM to back up the Windows servers, so clearly there's a growth opportunity there. So I think each situation is going to vary depending upon that customer's requirements. And as I lead off in the next slide, what we talk about is the most important thing being a consultative sales approach. Well, it's very important for us to be consultative, in my opinion, with our customers, too, really understand their requirements and does the product that we have in front of them now work? Because I've talked to a lot of customers about this product, and after understanding what they need, have told them, hey, I would not make a change. I would not change your Fastback. I would not change your TSM license for a Fastback license. It's all based upon their requirements.
Yeah, and let me add to that. That's why this conference call is set up, because what you will find in many TSM accounts is that the customer has gone out and looked for a solution when it talks to the specific Windows servers. So you will run into Commvault, Avamar. You will run into NetApp. All of those are solutions that are our competitors, Fastback competitors, and the customer is running TSM in their data center, but have, you know, Commvault out there at all the other sites, right, at all the remote sites. So what you want to do is make sure that they understand that
IBM Tivoli has now a product that will enable you to will enable the customer to use Fastback in replacement of the Commvault. Many customers, what we found out is that they like the idea of just buying from one supplier. So they are going to venture out, but you know, many times you're going to have to convince them of that. You're going to have to show them that Commvault will not be able to recover their data as fast as we can, or that Avamar can do this. We just had a huge win at a customer's of ours, and why did we win? Because we had the instant capability to recover the data, and we won against Avamar, which is the EMC product. So anyway, very good question. I hope I answered that for you, Jeff.
Very nice. That's what I wanted. Thank you.
Okay, deal. Any other questions out there, Eve?
At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay, George, it's back to you.
All right. So the next slide is called How to Recognize NetApp Weaknesses and TSM Fastback Strengths. And the first bullet there is, I think the most important thing is a consultative sales approach to understand what your customer's requirements are. And to really, take an opportunity to step back and review those with them to make sure that the product they have installed, if it's TSM, is 100% aligned with their requirements. And if it's not, to begin looking for alternate solutions that can address those requirements. We probably offer the most comprehensive recovery product for Windows in the marketplace today. Make no mistake about that, okay? And network appliance probably can offer almost all of that functionality at a much higher price. So we are going to see them in our accounts. But if we understand the customer's total requirements, we can package not just TSM Fastback, but other products that we have to provide, a comprehensive solution that will be more cost-effective than the network appliance solution. And will be one that requires less training, less operational support. So Network Appliance incorporates a lot of these capabilities into a product, its products, and that's why it's important for us to take a leadership role. We've got to get out in front of the competition. We've got to create issues so that we can catch Network Appliance, because they're going to go in and they're going to be aggressive. They're going to always, they have to sell what is on their line card. They only have one product. They only have one set of software. They can only sell network appliance. Our products are much more open standards based, and we can be much more flexible in terms of providing a custom solution to that customer. But I think it's very important for us to get out there to begin to identify not just the issues that network appliance is addressing, but also a broader set of issues that IBM, with its tremendous product portfolio can address. When they propose files into a Windows shop, they're introducing an entirely new operating system. Most people want to reduce the number of operating systems or platforms that they need to support. It causes training issues, there's operational issues, maintenance issues. We have a Windows product. Our product, runs like any other Windows service. People used to ask me, well, they still do, what training do I need to operate Fastback? And what I tell them is, you need to be competent in Windows. If you are competent with Windows, you will understand this product and you will find it's very easy to operate. We do not introduce an appliance that has a data ONTAP operating system that you have to go and learn. We are going to run on the same hardware that all their application servers run on, and we are going to blend right into that environment in a very, very seamless fashion. And I think that that's very, very important, because, A, not only are we less expensive at the initial procurement, but, B, we are much, much less expensive for ongoing operational and maintenance and training costs. Let's go to the next slide and talk about how you can position Fastback into the account. People look at network appliance for backup and recovery already know the value of snapshots. NAS boxes have always had snapshots. I worked for the company that invented NAS. It was a company called Auspex Systems. Auspex Systems had a couple of engineers who left and founded a company called Network Appliance. So I have either competed with Network Appliance or sold Network Appliance when I was a reseller for probably the last 10 years. They are very good. They are very good, and that's why I like to compete with them. People who understand the value that network appliance brings when you walk in the door and start telling them about Fastback will begin to realize that we're now offering the next generation of capability beyond what network appliance offers, and we're doing it in a Windows-based platform, which means it is cost-effective. They've already made the move to Windows. They need to, you know, cut that last apron string and let go of that, you know, data ONTAP appliance filer that they have. But network appliance takes the snapshot recovery and extends it to support for Exchange and SQL. This requires some very complicated software for them to use. And this is where we excel, because we don't need any special agents. Because we're block level, we back that information up, you know, as the Windows NTFS file system, and we recover it back exactly the same way. So not only are we more efficient on the backup, we are extra super smooth with the instant restore capability when it comes to recovery. And network appliance cannot do that. So we've already talked about how we're more cost-effective because we run on Windows, not on a proprietary operating system. We're more comprehensive than network appliance because we offer far more generations. We offer 1,440 generations that they can recover from. I don't remember how many network appliance offers. Maybe two dozen. I'd have to go back and research that. Maybe they've come up with a few more since the last time I looked. And the big difference here is because we're block level versus file level. We have a superior underlying technology that this product is based on. Our recovery capability, again, is superior to network appliance because of the Express Mount Instant Restore that we talked about in the Department of State example, where we were able to do recoveries in 6 to 10 minutes instead of 36 to 48 hours. We offer a bare machine recovery of the host operating system. Network appliance does not have bare machine recovery built into their snapshots. They would have to go out and buy a separate product to support that. So now not only do they have to buy a separate platform, now they have to go out and buy a separate product to begin to offer some of the capabilities. So you can see where I'm going with this, right? Whereas from that single snapshot, we offer this very, very broad range of recovery capabilities. Everybody's virtualizing their servers today. Everybody's doing P to V, V to P. That's very important. We can do this recovery not just at the site where the failure occurred. We can perform this entire recovery at a disaster recovery site because of the ability for us to move the information with our built-in replication capability. And we can do this recovery to dissimilar hardware. These are very, very powerful recovery capabilities, and we can do it all with one product. Again, much more efficient, much more easier to use, stays with the same platform and operating system that the customers already have. Network appliance is going to require appliances at both the source and target locations. Much, much more expensive. We just require another Windows server at that location. So I said a lot, Bob. I'm going to step back for a minute before I start talking about product mapping, see if there are any questions.
Absolutely. Eva, are there any other questions out there?
At this time, sir, there are no questions.
You know, I was on a conference call earlier today, and something came up, and we're going to address it right now. And so I'll go ahead and ask the question. George, let you answer it. What about scalability? How big can we grow to? Let's talk about scalability. NetApps can snapshot all day long, but our scalability, how does that look?
Well, NetApp, you know, is going to have scalability issues as well because basically they're running all these recovery options off of a filer, and what they would do is they would just add more filers, okay? We have what I call almost unlimited scalability, and I'll explain why. We are a client-server architecture. There is a Fastback server that talks to N number of client servers. Now, those client servers can be virtual, they can be physical. What we recommend to give you that unlimited scalability is that you implement FilesX, if you need more than one instance of the server, in VMware. Most customers are virtualizing anyway. They'll want to do this. So you can have multiple instances of the Fastback server talking to n number times however many instances of the Fastback server you have, all running in a virtual machine talking to an iSCSI storage array. So you only need one Windows server, and you only need one iSCSI storage array, and this entire process is managed not just for that particular location, but other distributed locations as well, through a capability that we call Central Control Station. Probably not the most dramatic. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. We did have a question come up. Would you like to take that?
Absolutely.
I think the question comes from Carol Holton. Your line is open.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
Fine, fine. I'm sorry. I was late on the punching of the keys.
That's okay. Go ahead, Carol.
I have a question in regard to the sizing in terms of the terabyte limitation. Like, I think it's like 4 terabytes is the max on a server in terms
well,
of...
Well, again, we have to be careful when we start putting limits around things. And the answer is it all depends. The reason we put limits on this, and those limits are going to be lifted shortly with the next release of the product, is because it's a block-level incremental system. And if you needed to do a reboot, and if you needed to go back out there and revalidate every block of information that you ever backed up, the reason the limit's there is because it takes time to go back and to review 4 terabytes of information over a 1 gigabyte local area network. Okay, so it's not that the system won't do it, it's just that there could be operational issues if a customer had to go back and do what we call a differential or a delta block a comparison of the information in the Fastback server and the information in the customer's file system. So, but it's very, very situational. It's very dependent based upon what the customer's situation is and whether it's on a LAN or whether it's on a SAN.
Right. But so if you're
there are some things that we need to look at carefully when we start, you know, having either over a 1 terabyte server that we're backing up or a total of over 4 terabytes in total being backed up on a Windows server. However, with that said, most of those limitations are going to be lifted shortly anyway.
Okay. Carolyn, I hope we answered your question good.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we go back just to the previous question that we were answering is the scalability of our product is unlimited. So let's just go ahead and continue, George.
Yeah. If you have big accounts like that, get me or Bob involved, and we'll work with you and the other engineers to make sure that we're making effective recommendations and providing you with the most current information. Because as I said, product is continuing to evolve and improve. So let's talk about where we stack up product by product with a network appliance. Bob has already gone over how we have the product package. We have TSM Fastback. We have TSM Fastback for Exchange, which is what provides us the granular recovery capability. And we have the bare machine recovery, again, all which operates off of the same snapshots that we take. And then we have the bundle called TSM Fastback Center. The things that you see in red are all extra cost options for a network appliance filer. And this is where these guys out in Sunnyvale make their money. Okay, Sunnyvale. They make their money selling software. They don't make the money selling the hardware, although they charge a premium for it because they package it as an appliance and call it a filer, right? So that means they get to charge more money. You can package these solutions along with X Series hardware, DS Series software, and if they need a network-attached storage capability, package it with a product called Windows Storage Server 2003 R2 and provide them not only with a NAS solution, but also provide them with all of the recovery capabilities that you see identified here, which cost anywhere from 2 to 5 times what a comparable TSM Fastback solution would cost. So let's talk about some of the other competition.
Yeah, and let me just touch upon that just one more time. Oops. The critical thing that you're taking away from this slide is that, and this is what you're going to find with a lot of the competition, is when you start stacking us up, our capability is better, and it costs less. When you package us, we have several samples of soft bundles that I can share with you. They're not in this presentation deck, unfortunately. But they're soft bundles. So it's an X-Series box with, and it can be IBM hardware or any other hardware that the customer wants. And it's a lot less expensive. When we did a price-per-price comparison against specifically NetApps, we were approximately one-third the cost. That is a tremendous savings for the customer, and they have to understand that. They're going to get better functionality and at a cheaper price. So when you go out there talking to your customers, any customer, you've got to look at the capabilities of our product, which is the recoverability, and then also the cost. The cost of our product is a lot less expensive, which is a perfect fit in today's environment that you're running into. Everybody's trying to cut costs. Okay, George, go ahead and go on to page 11. I apologize for that.
Page 11 is a bit of an eye chart, but I think it's important to understand, you know, how many different competitors we have out there. It is not unusual for us to be competing with somebody who might not be offering the same solution. You know, for example, in the case of EMC, if you look under the column called Continuous Data Protection, they have a product called Recovery Point. It's a product that they acquired from a company called Kasha. Kasha was a company that FileZak competed directly with. Oftentimes when we compete against EMC, they're in there with a product called Avamar. Well, Avamar is an agent-based dedupe and replication product. FileZak is a block-level, incremental forever backup and recovery product that competes directly with the Kasha recovery point. So in some cases, one of the two of us may not be in the right account. So it's very important to understand the customer's requirements and make sure that we are proposing, you know, the best solution. But you can, you know, use this just to get some sense as to the breadth of this market and how many different backup products there are out there, and will help you then determine how best to position this product within your accounts when their names come up. So I'm going to go on to slide 12 now, and here's the slide I was referring to. I guess it was in a different part of the deck the last time we did this. Talks about how the product is packaged, DSM Fastback. That's the foundation product. That's the product that does all of the backups. That's the product that does the file level, that does the volume level, recoveries of the product. It has a disaster recovery capability built into it. In that case, you just count the TSM Fastback servers as one of the servers that you are protecting. Because it's block level, it's extremely efficient when it does the backups. And I should throw that out there, because part of what the Department of State learned when they did that study that I showed you, where it took minutes instead of hours, was that network and CPU utilization and I/O overhead during the block level backups was less than 2%. File level systems take between 20 and 35% to back up a server. What that means is when you start virtualizing those servers, you can run more virtual guests in a virtual host because we are taking up less resources, and therefore are complementary to that model. The bare machine
Let me interrupt right there, because something came up on one of my screens here. Absolutely correct. In other words, so when they're running Fastback, they're only using 2% of their wide area network to go ahead and do the backup. That is absolutely critical.
That's the wide area network. That's the local area network. That's the local area network. When you do the wide area network, you are only transmitting block level changes. Most customers don't have a very good idea what their rate of change is, okay? They may think that they have a 5% rate of change with a file level system. That could turn into like a 0.5% rate of change for Fastback because it's block level. So all we're sending, you know, instead of that whole piece of paper that you talked about, Bob, we're just sending a little corner of it. We're sending a little corner of it, you know, across the wide area network. So extremely, extremely efficient in that regard.
Absolutely. Thank you, George.
So you know, it's from that foundation backup, too, that we offer the bare machine recoveries. We back up that C drive just like we back up the DE and whatever the letter of it happens to be. And again, because we can now support recovery to dissimilar hardware, if they are backing this up to one location, from multiple remote locations, they don't have to worry about vendors, you know, revision levels to different hardware platforms. And it's very, very complementary to the virtual model everyone is going to. The Fastback for Microsoft Exchange is a set of tools which allows you to go in, sort across multiple mailboxes. It allows you to extract a single email. It allows you to open up a corrupt EDB. Anyone who has Exchange installed knows that it is problematic. This solves all the problems that they are typically used to dealing with that particular product. If the people that you are talking to who manage Exchange don't have a hobby today, they will need to get one after they install this product because they will have a lot of free time on their hands. I want to promise you that. And they will recognize that as soon as they see it. The next couple slides talk about, you know, handling objections, and give suggestions for how you might respond. I'm not going to take a lot of time reading those. Those are ones that you can read, and then, you know, with some of the content that you have, flow out how you are going to talk to your particular customer base and prospects about this solution. It also has things on there about what to say to president or an owner. Clearly, the issue here is we want to create issues. We want to take a leadership role. By creating these issues, we can set the bar very, very, very high. That's why I like competing with Network Appliance, because they set the bar very high. They have talked to operations, directors or CIOs or owners, and have convinced them that they need this level of backup and recovery. And now you have a solution that you can go in and provide as comprehensive a set of recovery capabilities with reduced operational and training costs at a much, much lower initial acquisition cost. So if Network Appliance has been in there, challenge your customer and ask them, hey, if I could give you the same capability that Network Appliance gives you for half the cost, you know, would you, be willing to reconsider any decisions or thoughts you might have had about going, you know, with those, with that particular vendor? So you're all experienced, seasoned veterans. I'm sure I could learn a lot from you about how to get out there and position this product. Just trying to give you some ideas that will stimulate a call to action on your part to take this product out into the marketplace and have some fun with it and make some money with it. So, Bob, with that said, I'm going to turn this over to you unless there are any questions at this point.
Yeah, are there any questions out there? George went into a lot of material.
Bob's going to talk about how you can make the money.
Yes, absolutely. So before we jump into making more money, are there any questions out there?
At this time, sir, there are no questions.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go ahead and go into chart 15. This is specifically for all IBMers. All IBMers that are either on a absolute commission plan or a high leverage plan. What we're offering is between now and the end of this quarter, so it's very critical that you identify your customers and bring them in and close the deal this quarter, is there's an incremental incentive. So for any deal that's over $25,000 on the ledger, that'll put 5% incremental TI. That's a checkbook that I have that has a lot of money in it, and I'd love to write a check with your name on it for many many thousands of dollars. So for $25,000 to $100,000, it's 5% incremental TI. $100,000 to $249,000, it's 10%, and you can read the chart down below. So that is very critical. Pay attention to the product, listen to your customers, and focus on being best of breed. That's what we are. Our product is best of breed, and sell them the product and make some incremental TI. And you managers that are out there, you also get 20% of whatever your sales reps sell of TSM Fastback there on their incremental TI. So help me focus on it, and let's drive some revenue, and let me write a bunch of checks out of my checkbook.
Now, going on to page 16, excuse me, this is for the business partners. Business partners, we have an incremental package of incentive out there of margin from Fastback. Well, it's also for a lot of other products, but this first chart here is a program set up by IBM Tivoli and the storage team, and it's a program called IISI, and at the bottom there you can see the link, the announcement letter. But whenever you're selling a DR550, a DS3000, a DS4800, any one of those hardware packages on the left-hand side, when you close that with any of the storage products, the Tivoli storage products, whether it be TPC, Tivoli Storage Manager, and TSM Fastback, you can get incremental margin on both the hardware and software. On the hardware, when you add these two products together, the hardware and software, you can get anywhere from 4 to 6% margin on your hardware, that's money in your pocket, and an incremental 5% of margin on the software. So that gives you an incremental anywhere from 9 to 11% margin on the specific deal. This is very simple, and you have a 30-day window to go do this. So it's a very easy spreadsheet to go manage. You look at your customers that have a DR3000 installed and you just sold it to them. Go back and you have 30 days to close a TSM Fastback deal with that deal and pick up some incremental margin. Send that spreadsheet to IBM and pick up an incremental check. On the next page, it gives you a matrix. This is also for business partners. On page, 17, excuse me, it shows you all of the margins that you can pick up from all of the different software products and the hardware products. But also, I want to point out that for a VAP program, you know that you can get, I believe it's an incremental 15% of VAP. Well, with TSM Fastback, we have added an incremental 5% of margin onto that VAP program, so you can get now 20% of margin on VAP, and that's specifically for Fastback alone. So anyway, if you have any questions on that, don't hesitate in sending me an email. Remember, it's brellis@us.ibm.com, and I'll send you all the announcement letters. We're coming down to the hour, so let's go ahead and go on to page number 18, which tells you, what we offer to help you sell. We have we have an e-flyer there. If you click on that, if you're in PowerPoint, you click on that and it shows you a simple slide you can send out to your customers to entice them to have a little interest on Fastback. It gives them a little blurb on it, and then hopefully generate some interest so you can call them back and get them focused on it. We have this incredible tool. It's called the Launchpad. The Launchpad is a complete view of the product. It takes you through the individual products of TSM Fastback. It shows them a live demonstration of the code and the power of the product, its ability to instantly restore your critical Windows servers. It walks you all the way through that. It's a very nice presentation, and the customer can run it themselves. Ideally, you should take the customer through it and show it to them. We also have our biweekly live demo that is still going on. And when you business partners and you send your customers to that, please have them identify your name as the person that sent the customer to it, so that you'll get some feedback from me and when they attend it, so you'll know you can follow back up with them. So there's the calendar, and those are the scheduled events of the TSM Fastback live demos. Your sales contacts, obviously George Lusak and myself, Dan Thompson is our technical lead. We have some channel sales reps. Unfortunately, the two gentlemen then, Mark Lynch and Ken Lynch, are excellent people, but they're not specifically only for the channel. They do help us in the entire Americas and help us focus on the Fastback portfolio. The key contact person for specifically just channels would be Duffy Fraun, and I can send you that information. On page 19 is informational links, and those are both internal and external. They're data sheets, white papers, and all the information you might need to go ahead and focus on the product and answer some questions. But don't hesitate in sending me an email or sending George an email or calling me on the phone. I have no problems answering the phone and answering questions about the product. So anyway, that basically wraps it up. We've answered a few questions during the call. I hope everybody was, most common question was, where is the presentation? I do apologize for that. We'll see if we can fix that for the next call that we have from Bob Jones. And, but anyway, any other questions out there as we're wrapping up the hour?
At this time, sir, there were no questions.
Okay, thank you very much. I do appreciate everybody for listening to the call. If you have any questions, don't hesitate in reaching out, but we're looking on selling some more Fastback during this quarter. Thank you very much.
Thanks, too, from George. Bye.